This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The immediate banking crisis of last month, the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature, has eased mostly. Depositors were bailed out, shareholders weren't, and critically, other mid-sized banks were able to get their hands on cash fast, just in case their depositors got nervous and asked for their money back. Some of those mid-sized banks got that cash from Federal Home Loan Bank, sort of a banking co-op regulated by the federal government. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on explainer duty today.
It's 1932. The housing market has been devastated by the Great Depression, so Congress creates the Federal Home Loan Bank System to give mortgage lending a boost. The system consists of 11 regional banks. Yannicka Rotcliffe at the Urban Institute says it works like a co-op owned by local private banks. The member banks can get low-interest loans from their local federal home loan banks.
They act as shock absorbers to prevent another total collapse of the banking and financial system that we experienced in the Great Depression.
Most recently, Federal Home Loan Banks helped their local bankers absorb the shock of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank.
The home loan banks are doing exactly what they were set up to do.
Jarrett Seaberg is an analyst at TD Cowen Washington Research Group. He says after the collapse of SVB, more mid-sized banks turned to Federal Home Loan Banks.
They're providing liquidity to the banking system. But their original mission focused on home loans. It's even in their name.
The federal government regulates and informally backs federal home loan banks. They're exempt from most taxes. In return, they have to dedicate at least 10% of their earnings to affordable housing through things like grants to developers building affordable homes. Advocates like Sarah Brown, head of Mountain State Justice in West Virginia, want to up that to 20%. Brown says that would be
a way to use this federal system to get the most benefit to people who are really struggling to be able to afford good quality housing.
I wanted to see what the Federal Home Loan Banks thought of that idea. I reached out to them but didn't hear back by deadline. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.